Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The final countdown of summer is on, both here in the wilderness and all over the country, for that matter. Schools have started, and that oblong ball season is underway as we close in on the first full week of our new month. The full wild rice moon is but days away, while the autumnal equinox creeps closer to a true east is east and west is west for our daytime luminary. Mother Nature stepped front and center this past week. The old gal answered the call for some much-needed rainfall throughout the upper Gunflint. The Wildersmith rain gauge collected 2 8/10 inches to soften up our brittle forest floor. Other places in the territory recorded similar amounts in the downpour episodes. Meanwhile, temperatures have been seasonably cool and comfortable. Beyond the cool comfort, a couple days of strong winds buffeted the area. The result was high seas on the larger lakes and perilous navigation conditions. Most folks are aware by now of the near tragedy on Gunflint Lake during one of those cyclonic days. A couple young fellows are lucky to be alive today after a harrowing afternoon and night on the raging waters. Guess some people will never learn that testing the questionable elements of Mother Nature's ways is often not in one's best interest. This latest experience is especially noteworthy after these young men had been given warning about impending dangers on the lake that day. The two unwise navigators caused great alarm and danger to many individuals involved with search and rescue agencies before they were found after nearly 15 hours of painstaking searcher frustration. This incident should be a lesson learned to all users of this great territory. Enjoy the magnificence, but realize that we humans are not in charge, as it is so often assumed. The all-powerful natural world can humble one in the blink of an eye. A similar incident occurred on the same day when two canoers were also forced ashore on the Gunflint. This pair was not in such peril, as their common-sense decision to take land took place before they got into serious difficulty. They, too, were rescued and brought to safety in less compromising circumstances. Bear tails continue to trickle in and will probably increase as the berry season wanes. There's been a hefty mama bear stopping by at various places along the South Gunflint Lake Road, with her cubs being observed on occasion. I suppose she's already decided that garbage picking is easier than scrounging the picked-over berry patches. In another bear incident, a fellow tells of watching an ornery Bruno chasing a dog into the water up on Seagull Lake. This seems unusual because dogs are usually the chasers rather than being a chasee, and often tree a bear in no time. The bear swam quite a ways into the lake before it finally giving up pursuit and returned to shore. It was thought for a time the canine might run out of gas, requiring a boat rescue, but it, too, made it back to shore, only in another location. One can only assume a cub might have been involved in the canine ursine ruckus, thus prompting Mama into action. Anyhow, all's well that ends well. The final summer fling of the Gunflint community squeezed in between rain showers last Sunday. A big turnout at the Chickwack Museum celebrated the unofficial end to our great warm season with pie and ice cream. Over 250 pieces of pastry delight were served, with even more dips of ice cream. It was a splendid day as old friendships were renewed and seasonal goodbyes were exchanged before snowbirds began taking wing to winter digs. Thanks to all who helped with organizational details, the fabulous pie contributors, Gunflint Lodge donations, and, of course, all the sweet-tooth folk who enjoyed. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the approaching Autumn Express.